الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. At the end of Surah Kahf, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, after mentioning Zulqarnain and the world coming down, and making a final ishara, وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذِي يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ, that on that day, we will let the Ya'juj Ma'juj, how we explained previously, that this will be the final surge of them wherever they are in the rest of the world, what will be called the scum of the earth, the filth, whoever at that moment is not ready to accept Islam, then when the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it will either be Islam or the sword. There will be no jizya collected, so kufr will not be allowed anymore. So any person who is not ready to accept Islam, and that will be many people in the world, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will allow them a final time to surge in the world. And the surge will be such, yamuju fi ba'd, like how one wave hits into the other wave. With that strength and force they will come, because everyone knows that to stand up against the ocean, no one has the power. No matter how strong your ship can be, but if the waves have to start hitting, then no ship will ever manage. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, they will be like waves, one into the other. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّور, and they will have a few days on the earth, and thereafter they will be destroyed. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people will have a few days of on the earth. Isa alayhi salam will pass away, he'll be buried near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter he will give it over. He will have a successor. It is mentioned, ishara is made, indication the successor will be a good person. And thereafter a while will come, and then Allah tabarak ta'ala will make the entire thing start going downhill. Downhill meanwhile, evil will start becoming ghalib, good will become less. And thereafter Allah tabarak ta'ala will make it that the believers will all suddenly pass away. And thereafter there will be a door, a reign of what is known as the Habsh, the black people of the earth, that they will also now become the rulers of the earth. And until today you will see that Allah tabarak ta'ala has made it, different groups rule the whole world. But in history you will not find that the black person rule the whole world. So Allah tabarak ta'ala will give him their reign also, so that everyone can see that when he was given strength in the earth, what he did. At that time, while they are ruling the earth, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned they will come to destroy the Kaabatullah, and that will also take place. A time will come when everyone will wake up and they will find there is no Quran left. Meaning whatever Quran was there, they will find papers, but the papers are blank. Whatever was Kalamullah will have left it, whatever was reflecting of Kalamullah, that will also left. And it will be entire. The earth now will be completely void of any good. The few believers that will be left, Allah tabarak ta'ala will wait for them. And as they going, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the last man who will be reciting his La ilaha illallah, Allah, 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 the earth will be waiting for him also. And when he will pass away, now it will be said, now it's all finished. The believers have gone, and now there is nothing left but kufr. They will have a few days of only kufr, only kufr. And then, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّور. And thereafter, Allah tabarak ta'ala will say, now the game is over. Normally when a game is over, you will have your man with the whistle and he will blow. And that blow will say, right, finished. The entire game is over. So that sur will be blown. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I can already see the angel sitting. And the thing is in his mouth. And his one ear is up. He is ready, waiting. When is he going to get indication? So Allah tabarak ta'ala has made this entire system. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّور. فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. And at that time, then the entire world, from Adam alayhi salam till the last man, all in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَعَرَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. On the plains of Hashar, which is mentioned in the Ahadith, Jahannam will be brought. Jahannam is very, very, very huge. And it will hold a amount of people which even Jannah will not hold. And Jahannam has a habit which is hungry, it always wants more, it always wants more, it can always get big. For that huge Jahannam to be brought onto the plains of Qiyamah will be a very amazing sight. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, thousands of angels will be dragging Jahannam. And Jahannam is like a monster in itself. And they will drag that monster and they will bring it on the plains of Hashar. And at that time what we will say, when the match is over, normally you have the awards giving and you will reward the one person who won. And you will tell the other person who lost that very sorry, that you never got what you were expecting. So on that day first, normally in the world they will bring the trophy. But Allah tabarak ta'ala, where he will not be bringing Jannah in front, he will bring Jahannam in front. And Jahannam will be brought, it will be a reward to the people of good. That everyone will see it right in front of them. And they will be told that this is not your abode.
And that itself will be a trophy. And for the people of evil, when they will see Jahannam in front, الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. Thus Jahannam will be brought and displayed in front of those people who, when they were in this world, they were unable to see reality. Their eyes had a parda over them. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. Their ears had a covering over. They couldn't hear the truth, they couldn't see the truth. On that day when Jahannam will be brought, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, one will be the sight of Jahannam, which on that day no eye will be blind. One will be the sound of Jahannam. And they will hear the severe sound of that monster also. On that day no ear will be deaf, no eye will be blind. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِ أَوْلِيَا. And then normally you will have the man who will come, and he will say that how was the match, and who won, who lost. On that day Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will say that how was it that those people who lived a life of kufr could really think that it makes sense to make friends with the enemy of Allah and to make enemy with the only one who's supposed to be your friend. The one who created, the one who made, the one who had full power, he was pushed one side. And the one who had zero, what did the people of kufr ever think it makes sense to choose my servants as friends over me? Meaning if you go to a country and you got a choice that you can be the friend of the king, but you will have to be the enemy of certain people who hate the king. Or you can be the friend of those who hate the king and the enemy of the king. A normal mind will say, I'll make friends with the king, because in the end of the day he's the king. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, how did you choose my servants as your friends? Those who lived lives of kufr, you made them your friend, the kufar, the shayateen, the different jinnat, they became your gods. And the only one who's supposed to be your friend, you left him. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا. So today, because you made such a stupid decision, example, a person is going for umrah, and just because he sees one package is very, 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 very cheap, and he doesn't want to spend that extra. But when he reaches there, and then they take him to the hotel and they show him, and it's not even first star, one star, what they call it. You get 5 star, 4 stars, 3 star, then you get 2 star, you get 1 star. There are certain hotels who are 0 star. And in the hotel there is nothing, you can't even sleep. But the person tells you, you expected to pay so little but to get something good. It's your own decision. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, your booking itself was so stupid. So when you will come on the day of Qiyamah, then I have also made reservation for you. But the hotel that you are going to find is not going to be a hotel of rest. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. There will be the one group of kuffar who will understand, who loved their life in filth in this world, who enjoyed little. So they will be told to go. And then there will be another group of kuffar who Allah Tabarak Ta'ala speaks about now. Should I not tell you of those even worse than the first group? And it is those people, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا. They were the bottom group who worked for the top group. The top group, whatever they wanted in this world, at least they got. They got their enjoyment, they got their girls, they got their cars, they got their money. And then there was the second group who were worshippers of this group. They got nothing out of it. Among that group, alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has blessed us with iman. But if it was not iman, we are also amongst those people. If someone is playing a soccer game, then the man who is playing the game, at least he's playing. And if he wins the game, they will give him so much of money. They will give him his reward. He will get the fame, he will get the honor. But there will be 20 million people sitting around, 20,000, whatever number it has to go into. They will be just running behind that one man kicking the ball. If he wins the game, they'll become happy, but they'll get zero. And if he loses the game, they'll become sad, whereas they're not supposed to be sad. They will spend hours and hours, and they will get nothing out of it. Like that, there are many people who are of the bottom group, who make so much of effort for the people on the top group. And they really think what we are doing is something good. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They really think we are doing a good thing here. This is our country, we must support this team, and they will pay. If you want to support the team, you would have thought the government will pay the supporters, go and support your team. Here the man has to pay to go and watch the match. He has to spend so much of time for the match, he gets nothing out of it. And that's only what we'll call national sports. And like that, there are many other things also. But the bottom group gets nothing out of it. Zero. But they also feel that, you know what, we are really doing what we're supposed to do. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ الصُّنْعَ. Allah Tabaruk Tala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. These are those people who never ever realize that one day they have to meet the Allah. And if they were told, you know you're going to meet Allah, they would say, don't talk about it. Kafar. They just turn their faces regarding it. فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. They will come in front of Allah with zero. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Whereas for one group of people, there will be the tarazu, the weight on the day of Qiyamah, where a man won't be sure whether I'm going to survive or not survive, and he'll be worried about that. That now my actions are going to be put on the scale. But there will be another group of people who, when they coming with that fikr and worry, the angel will tell them that there is no need for you to weigh your actions because you got no actions. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. On that day, they will not even enter that stage. They will be told from the beginning, you already lost. On that day, this whole match will be understood. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا. When they decided to make my signs, my ayat and my messengers as a mock, then what other reward could they expect from me? This was the only fucking reward. So that is for the people of Kufr who lost the match. And may Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it that we don't lose that match. It is one match. Might be 60 days in this world, it's a 60 minutes. The match is only 60 minutes. Might be 60 days or 60 years. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the age of this ummah is between 60 and 63. Once you reach 63 years also, even if you live after that till 100, there's no real enjoyment in the things of this world. Even if you want to go for a match, you won't manage to walk to the place also. Walking, your leg will start paining. You say, I'd rather sit at home. It's only now while you are young that you got that strength. It's a few days of effort. But if you lose it, then you understand that the match is not the main thing. It's after the match when the reward is going to be given. On which side of the game are you on? Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says that was Jahannam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. And as for those people who will hold firm, who will make sabr, the surah started with the sabr, it ended with the sabr. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala started the surah, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. And the surah comes and gives basharat, وَيُبَشِّرُ. It has come to give basharat to those people who can make sabr in the time of this fitna. That أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. That for them Allah has written, what a reward. مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا. They'll never want to come out of it. The end again Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala mentions, for those people who can make that sabr on iman and good actions, we have prepared their hotel room to be Jannatul Firdaus. Normally in this world, if you are traveling, example, you are going to Dubai, then they will tell you that your hotel, 5-star, reserved at a certain spot, you land at the airport, now they will take you to the hotel. When you will come and you will look, it's a very smart hotel. But no matter how smart the hotel is, the entire hotel is not yours. They might come and take your bags also, but they're not going to give you all the attention. One porter might come to serve you, not all the porters. And then when they come and they'll take you to the reception, then you will see a nice hall and a lovely meal. But they will, you go to eat there, they will tell you, sir, one table is for you. And all the food you can't choose from, they will tell you, this is your section. Everything is reserved, little but for you. And finally, when they take you into that room, the hotel was so huge. But in the end of the day, we know the hotel room is just slightly bigger than the bed. How big the bed is, you got a little bit space this side, little space that side, little space. And when you go in the bathroom, it's a very small bathroom. You will enjoy that night sleeping, but when you wake up the next morning, everyone will say, let's go and see the town. No one will say, what a lovely room, let's remain here. Because no matter how lovely the accommodation in this world is, it's never accommodation. It's just a place to rest, and then you are told, go out. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, my hotel room is Jannatul Firdaus. That when you will enter this room, you won't want to come out. There will be no need to go out of the room. Everything will be in the room for you. Jannatul Firdaus in Uzula. The room for you is Jannatul Firdaus. خالدين فيها. You won't want to ever say, let's go see something else. لا يبغون عنها حولا. Every enjoyment will be brought for you. You will never see food reserved for somebody else. You will never see a court reserved for somebody else. Everything will be yours. And you will never ever think, let me leave this place. The difference between us and a person who really understood Jannah is that if we are told, die now, then you will say, no, I want few more years to live. But if a man understands the reality of Jannah, there was this husband and wife issue. And the wife, normally when women come onto this diet, and they become healthy, and they start reading internet articles, and everything, health, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, you can't eat that. So this woman started on her husband, anything he wanted to eat, she told him, this is unhealthy, this will give you cholesterol, that will give you sugar. So she now brought him onto a, what we will call, vegetable diet. And he was only now seeing salads, until salads started coming out from his ears, from his eyes, from his nose, only salads. And she would always tell him, you follow my diet, you will live 10 years longer, 30 years longer. Why kill yourself? And in that she started killing him. And that's how lot, many of us, what a diet we follow after that, you can't live. So however it happened, every day she would tell him, me and you, we're going to live 30 years longer than the rest. And one day they were driving and they had a car accident and they died 30 years earlier. Now when they landed up in paradise, so as they are moving through the paradise, they came to a golf course. So the man wanted to play golf. So he asked the angel at the entrance, how much must I pay? So he said, sir, this is Jannah. In Jannah you don't pay, you are shocked. He said, all my life paying so much to stay healthy, it's free. So he enjoyed his game of golf. Thereafter he came to the place to swim. He asked, how much must I pay? He said, sir, this is Jannah. So again he had a nice swim. Finally he came, now he was hungry, he wanted breakfast. So when he entered, he asked the angel, where's the vegetables, the salads? So the angel told him, sir, this is Jannah. Why don't you try something else? So he said, you know what, cholesterol, sugar. His wife was next to him. So he said, sir, in Jannah there is no cholesterol, there is no sugar, there is no this, this. His eyes are opening up. Finally he looked at his wife, he said, you idiot, I should have died 20 years ago. 20 years ago I died, I would have got no problem. But none of us want to die. Because we haven't understood what Allah Pak has kept for us. We want to stay in this world of fitna. We want to remain here, we think that little TV will give us all our enjoyment. That little golf course, that small swimming pool, my lovely house. But when you will see Jannah, you will understand, I should have died many years ago. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua, O Allah, make death beloved to whoever has brought iman in me. Make death beloved to whoever has brought iman in me. A man was sitting on his roof, and he saw it was a plague. People were running away from their houses, leaving the town, because no one wanted to die. So loudly he said, oh death, you are chasing them and they are running away. And I am waiting here so many years and you are not coming to me. If man just waits for his death, majority of this imtihan becomes easy. Wait to die, but no one wants to die. You will meet an old person in the hospital. One pipe going through his nose, one pipe through his mouth. He can't eat, he can't sleep. And you go and visit him and say, make dua, I survive. I wonder what he wants to survive for. He's supposed to tell you, make dua, I pass away today, tomorrow, I can't live any longer. But he wants to live, his family wants it, no one wants to die. Whereas Allah Ta'ala says, you don't know, your reservation has been made. لا يبغون عنها حولا. But then one question immediately comes, that man in this world normally gets bored. You have to get bored. Even if you get married to the most beautiful woman in earth, and that night, you think that when you look at her face, that I'll never ever leave her side. And you spend the whole night with her. And the next day you're looking, where is the bride and the bridegroom? Never ever expect them to come for the walima. Nowadays they don't even come. Because they are busy. But after 2 days, you will ask, where is the boy? And the girl will tell you, he's gone to play with his friends. He left her now. Because in this world you can't stay on one thing forever. You get bored. It's the same. So in Jannah you wonder, how come I won't get bored? So Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. That to understand the reality of my Jannah, understand this whole world, what we call big earth, and all the universe. Beyond earth, we don't even know what's there, but it's all there. We know it's very big. But let's just say earth. In earth, every pretty girl, pretty woman, pretty face, beautiful mountain, beautiful lake, things of which will take your enjoyment out of this world. Allah Tabarakallah says, you all know it was created with Kaf Noon. One command of mine, if you had to write it, it would be written Kaf Noon. And if you had bought your ink from CNA, then so much ink you would have bought, but from that ink, how much would have been used to write Kaf Noon? Hardly any of that ink. One Kaf Noon created everything. All these enjoyments which you say, you know what, I'm enjoying myself. Allah Tabarakallah says, in Jannah, there will be that one kun first, where your Jannah will be created. And you will have the best of pleasures. And after you have enjoyed the first level of pleasure, then the second time you will go to the same fruit, and you will bite it. Before biting it, you will say, I just had this fruit the other day. But when your teeth will touch it, you will say, wow, this tastes something different. And the same will be with a woman. You will see her and you will say, I just had her the other day. But when you will bite into her, it will also be a different wah. The different levels will carry on with different kuns. It will be a new world created every second. And if you have to wonder how many worlds then will Allah create, so Allah Tabarakallah says, you think that if the entire ocean, seven oceans, another verse says, we bring another seven oceans, and we make all of that day ink, just to carry on writing Kaf, Noon, Kun, and a new world. Kun, a new world, a new world. Allah Tabarakallah says, oceans and oceans one day will come to an end. But the Kaf, Noons of Allah will never come to an end. It will just change and change, change and change. There will be no level to where the changes will carry on. On every second in Jannah, there will be a new Jannah created. A new man will be created, a new woman will be created. You will look at your wife and you will say, you never look like this. She will look at you and she will say, you never look like this. Where your strength will start on the highest level of strength. After that, it will just carry on. In Jannah, there will never be one level. It will just carry. But to where it will carry on, Allah Tabarakallah says, your mind will never allow you to accept that oceans and oceans and oceans can get finished writing kuns. But I tell you, oceans can get finished. لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. If the oceans had to become ink for the commands of your Allah, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. Before the commands of Allah come to an end, the oceans will come to an end. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. We'll bring more and more oceans. Seven, then another seven, then another seven. But Allah's command will never come to an end. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to the world that as you are man and you got the same desires, I am also man and I got the same desires. And I have been sent to you and I made sabr in this imtihan and you can make the same sabr. I have been sent to you with one message that your Allah is one Allah. أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Your Allah is one Allah, don't fall for another God. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever desires meeting that one true Allah, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, then he should do the work for it. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And he should not make anyone else his Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking of Dajjal, one time he called Sahaba radiallahu anhu, I'll tell you all a very, very, very important point of who this Dajjal is, because everyone wants to see Dajjal. Where is Dajjal? So I know I mustn't follow him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one thing which no Nabi ever told his ummah, which I will tell you. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, very, what is this one thing? Nabi Abbas sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Dajjal got one eye. And your Allah hasn't got that one eye. And normally the understanding of this hadith, what we have is, that the day you will see Dajjal with his face, then you will see he got one eye, the other eye he also got, but he can't use it. But that was not such an important thing to tell the Sahaba radiallahu anhu in such a manner. Because a normal man who will see a face will say, this man can't be God. Who will ever worship a man who's standing? Whether he got one eye, two eyes, a nose, a mouth, whether he got two eyes also, you will still say, you're not my God. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the signature of Dajjal in this world that we're living in. And I will tell you one thing that Dajjal got. He got a habit he must sign. Like how everyone in this world must sign to show this is mine. Dajjal got a habit, he has to sign also. And that sign is one eye. Wherever you will see a picture of this one eye, then you will understand behind that there is nothing but shayateen. That is not your God. That should not be worshipped. That should not be run after. And if anyone now wants to see where that one eye is, then it's not hidden in the world. That one eye is everywhere. Behind every major company in the world, you will see one eye. Behind every movie industry, you will see the one eye. Behind every major currency in the world, you will see sometimes even on their bills, they will put the one eye. On the doors of every unique, what you will call weapon industry in the world, you will find your one eye. On the pyramids you will go, you will find one eye. If you go into history in the past, you will see one eye. And if you come right down, you will find one eye. This one eye has been around everyone, but no one ever saw it. And everyone worshipped that thing, always saying that the day I see Dajjal, I'll never worship him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know your Allah. But I will tell you one thing, that if you see that eye, then understand this is not my God. I am not going to give my life for the system. I got one Allah and one imtihan. And just now the whistle is going to be blown. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. When the whistle is blown and you want to be told that you won, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. You'll have to make sabr in this imtihan. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. You got one Allah, make no other person partner. Let yourself not be a partner to Allah, and let not anyone out of you be a partner to Allah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with the ability. One is to practice on the realities of the surah, and one is also to spread the surah around the world, that people can come onto the reality of the message of Allah tabarak ta'ala, and millions and millions can protect themselves from the fitna that we are finding around us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa